You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week on Home Base Podcast, I've got 5 ways for you to be present with your kids in 2016. Also, we've got some exciting news to share, so tune in. Hey guys, it's Megan. You're listening to another wonderful episode of the Home Base Podcast. So we have some exciting news this week, and I'm not even going to hesitate. I'm just going to dive right into it because I'm so excited. For those of you that follow me pretty closely on social media, you probably already know, but we launched a brand new website this weekend. It's pretty awesome, not gonna lie. So we're stepping up in the world. We're getting really professional looking. The website's beautiful. It's gorgeous. It's so much cleaner and just user-friendly. But here's your guys' homework. You have to go check it out, not only because it's so awesome, but we're working out all the bugs, all the kinks. So I need you guys to go check it out. Give me some feedback. Tell me what you like. Tell me what you hate. One of the things I really love is we have every single mommy mantra ever all on one page. It's so cool. You can go over there and there's just like little tiles of each one so you can see them. They're all right there. You can click on them, make them bigger. You can save them, do whatever you want. So I think that's really cool for starters. And then what also is pretty awesome is right on the home screen, at the bottom, you have links to every social media outlet I'm on. So you can find us on Instagram, you can find us on Twitter, you can find me on Pinterest, and there's even a link that clicks and takes you right to the podcast in iTunes. Super awesome, super simple. It's amazing, but you guys got to go check it out. So make sure you go check it out. It's still at homebasepodcast.com. We didn't change that, but the website just looks so much better. It's amazing. So along with the new website, we're just kind of, I told you guys, this is the year. I totally feel it. This is the year for the podcast that we're just going to explode. So we're trying to start 2016 with a lot of momentum. So with along with the new website, we are going to be changing some behind the scenes things. And so you may find next week, when you go to listen to the podcast, it might not be there. You may, if you're a subscriber, and what a subscriber is, it's not that you're charged anything or like that. What it means to be subscribed is in your podcast app, you just click subscribe, and what happens is you just get a notification every week when the new episode is up. So it guarantees you don't miss an episode. Next week's episode, you may not be subscribed anymore. You may open up your podcast app and we might not be in there. And what you're just going to need to do, super simple, you're just going to search Home Base, you're going to find us again and resubscribe. So we're changing where our podcast feed comes from, and so it may lag on some of you guys. It may not be there come next week. So if that's the case with you, super simple. Just go find us again and resubscribe. Please resubscribe. And that will be that. And hopefully this will be the only time we'll have to change our server. And we'll be all up and running and awesome on the new site. So that should be the only little bug next week that we'll have to deal with. But that's not that big of a deal, right? We can all deal with it. And it's going to be awesome. I'm so excited about the new site. I'm so excited for you guys to go check it out. I had all my friends and fellow bloggers that I'm pretty close with over on Twitter check it out this weekend. And so far, everybody's really loving it. So hopefully you guys love it too. Along with the new website and all this excitement going on, I have a super awesome special guest that's going to be with us next week. So don't miss next week's episode. This is the episode. I know you guys who are subscribed, you're going to have to go resubscribe, but make sure you do it. You don't want to miss next week's episode. It's super exciting, and I'm not going to spoil anything for you because I want to keep it a secret. But we're going to have a super special guest on with us all the way from the other end of the country over on the lovely Pacific Coast. She's coming to us, and we're going to have a nice, awesome interview, and it's going to be great. So make sure you don't miss it. So today, what are we talking about today? Today, as you can probably tell by the title, we're talking about being present. So a lot of you, your New Year's resolutions may be to be more present with your kids, more mindful. Maybe some of you want to get back into meditating or doing yoga, something to kind of help you focus and be more where you're at and enjoy life. So we're going to do that today. We're going to talk about five simple ways for you to do that. And we're going to have another episode in a few weeks that's more about being present, but it's more like fun activities and things you can do that are be present activities. Today we're just kind of talking about five things that you can do personally to kind of change in yourself and in your daily routine. So it's going to be awesome. It's super exciting. And I have a really, really nifty parenting hack for you guys this week. That's a 2-minute felt wall. And we also have a super awesome mommy mantra. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be back to get into our Be Present week. Stay tuned. Hey guys, we're back. So this week we're talking about being present with your kids. You know, it's hard. It's really hard in this day and age. You've got the TV, you've got your phone, you've got emails you gotta check, and a lot of moms that are stay-at-home moms are bloggers. You know, we're all trying to get that kind of self-gratification from something, and I'm totally not dissing on that. I sit over here and blog and do the podcast because you have to have something. You've got to have something that's you, and you rock it and you own it, because at the end of the day, you can't just be your kids. Because that's just, it's not fair to anyone, and it's going to make you super grumpy. And in the long run, I mean, honestly, your kids grow up, they move out, they leave, and you don't want to look back and be like, man, for the past 20-some years, I haven't been doing anything for myself. I've been pouring everything into my kids. So it's good to have an outlet. So you've got like the blogging and the stuff like that that you got going on. Some of you may be avid Periscopers, stuff like that. And then you've got like the Facebook and the Twitter and the Instagram feeds that you got to rifle through. And then you've got like the garage sales and stuff that are going on Facebook. I've heard those are really addictive. I haven't even gotten there. Like, I've had a lot of people been like, oh, you should totally get into it. And I'm like, if I start looking at those garage sale things, like, it's going to be bad. It's going to be really bad. and so I've been trying to avoid it. So we'll see if I continue to avoid it. I'm getting nervous that I'm going to just like break down one day and be like, I wonder if somebody out there has this, you know? Like a waffle iron. I am wanting a waffle iron. If anyone out there loves me enough that they want to send me a waffle iron, shoot me an email or contact me on the website, because I really want a waffle iron. I've been trying to get my husband to buy me one for the past 7 years that we've been married, and I haven't gotten one yet. And I really want to do all these fun like cooking segments of things you can do in your waffle iron, because there's so much you can do. But anyways, that's a whole other podcast, and I don't even have waffle irons. So, yeah, anyone out there loves me, send me one. But we've got all this social media stuff around us, and that takes us away from our kids. And then you have, you know, the non-social media stuff. You've got the cleaning in your house to do, the cooking, the grocery list, the phone calls you have to make, the dentist appointments you have to do. I spent like 20 minutes this evening. My son's going to his first dentist appointment, and they mailed me like all the paperwork in the mail, and it was just like mountains of paperwork to go to the dentist, and everything's on these tiny little forms, so you can't make any mistakes, and it's really small, and I have like really big bubbly handwriting, and so it's like always a really big challenge for me to write super tiny, and you just, it's crazy. But so you have all these things that take you away from those moments with your kids. And before you know it, the day's gone by and you really haven't sat down and had any one-on-one time with them. And I really think a lot of people are under this impression that if you are a stay-at-home mom, you spend all day long with your kids. And you're with them every second, and you spend hours and hours and hours with them. That's not how I function. I personally am a big advocate of letting my son play on his own. I credit a lot of his developmental milestones that he's reached to that, because I think if we're not in the way of them playing, they tend to learn more. But that being said, they also absolutely need time with their parents, and they absolutely need that human interaction, and they need those conversations, and they need someone to read them those books and get down and play and interact with them. So I think it's really finding that good balance of both. And if you're a working parent, or those caregivers that are listening in the audience, you may have minimal time with your kids, and so you want to make sure you are spending that minimal time that you have, you're doing it to the fullest. So we're talking about being present today, how to kind of set everything aside, focus in on our kids, and give them that really solid, good, I know this sounds weird, but nutritious attention that they need. You know, just really, really good attention. Not like that passive, you're on the phone talking to them, or, you've got the TV on in the background, you're talking over them. I'm talking about really good, solid, hardcore attention. So we're going to talk about 5 ways to help you do that, to be more present and be more focused in. So way number 1, it's probably going to be obvious, it's unplug it. Unplug it, turn it off, put it down, silence it, set aside time to do your blogging and email, making your phone calls and stuff. But when that time is over, unplug it, put it away, silence it. I personally have a voicemail on my phone that it says, hi, you've reached Megan Poteet. I can't come to the phone right now, or I'm spending some time without electronics. And it literally says that. And I think it's a really good encouragement, because people are going to hear that and go, good for her. you don't have to have your phone on all the time. I know everybody's like, I've got to have my phone on. What if there's an emergency? Well, you're at home. You can turn it off right now. You're at home. You don't need to have it on. If there's an emergency, you'll get to it, I guess. I don't know. Silence it, put it on vibrate, something that you're not going to hear it, put it in a drawer, check it like once an hour. I think that's reasonable. Somebody told me that once, just like check your phone once an hour. And I totally think that's reasonable. I don't think there's anything that can't wait an hour. So I think that's a really good kind of rule of thumb to go by. But put it down, check it once an hour, make TV time a special time. And I'm so talking to myself when I say this, because we have our days. We have good days where I'll turn it on, we'll do some cartoon time, and then I turn it off and it's off the rest of the day. Then I have those days where it's just kind of like on in the background for almost the entire day, and that's bad, and I know that. So work on making TV time a special time. Maybe do it something you do together. If your kids are a little older, there's a cartoon that they really like and it's on a certain time of day. Maybe sit down, watch that with them, and really spend that time together. Don't chase your thoughts. This one is a big one, but it is life-changing for me. So I know I talked to you guys last week or 2 weeks ago that I had a meditation app on my phone. It's called Headspace. Some of you may have it. And one of the things I really took away from the Headspace app, one of their lessons, and it's in their trial pack. So you don't even have to do the whole paid subscription thing. You can just try it and it's in the trial pack. But one of their lessons one day is they talk about how our thoughts in our head are kind of like cars driving down a road. And you can either choose to chase after the car or you can just sit there and watch them drive by and just kind of let it be. And really, ideally, when you're meditating, you're just wanting to watch them drive by. You don't want to be chasing after them. And so I love that analogy. I think it's really powerful. And I've noticed just in life, I will be thinking of things and I'll be like, this isn't a car I need to be chasing. Why am I sitting in this train of thought, you know, train or car or whatever? Why am I sitting in this car thinking about this? And I know it's an analogy, but I mentally like go through the process of, all right, you know what? I need to get out of this car. I need to close the door. I need to let it drive away. And I need to just be right here, right now. I know that sounds kind of dorky, but like I said, it's a really powerful analogy. And I think it's super helpful to have a mental picture of this car driving down the road. And if we realize occasionally that we're chasing after these cars, it's so much easier to just be like, well, I'm not going to chase after that. I'm just going to stop chasing that thought. I'm just going to stop. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to wave at it, let it drive down the road. And you know what? Maybe it'll come back around and I'll think about it later. So I think I love that analogy. So stop chasing your thoughts, get out of the car, and let it drive away. Just stop. Another great, powerful way to be present in your kids' day is to eat together. Super simple. You probably think, oh, I do this already. But stop and ask yourself, do you really sit and eat together? Or, you know, is your child still eating in a high chair and you get their food ready and then you're in the kitchen getting your food ready and by the time your food's ready, they're done and you get them out of the high chair and they go play and then you sit there and or stand in the kitchen and eat food or go hide in the pantry and eat a bunch of chocolate so your kids don't see you. We've all done it, ladies and gentlemen. So really challenge yourself to eat with your kids. So a good way to do that is to make lunch together. If your kids are old enough, have them help you make lunch. If they're not, I have found it super simple to just put my son in his high chair with a couple toys, bring the high chair right into the kitchen, and he'll sit and watch me make lunch. Sometimes I put on fun music, so he's kind of like dancing in his high chair. We get in the mood, and then we sit down and we have lunch together. And we love to read books while we're eating. We do it at dinner time. Sometimes I do it at lunch or breakfast. I'll get whatever library book we have and we'll read it together while we're eating. So that's a fun time to really have those conversations. Another fun thing to do is have a picnic. Or take your lunch to go somewhere. Go have a picnic at a park, have a picnic right on your floor, but sit down, really eat together. It's a great way to guarantee some togetherness in your day. Fourth way to work on being present is to get down on your kids' level and participate. So many of us, and again, speaking to myself, so many of us, our kids are playing in the room, they're having a good time, and we're over there sitting on the couch a level above them because we're up sitting and they're down playing, and we're sitting over there and we're not really participating. Or, you know, maybe we're talking to them across the room, but we're still like up, and so there's that psychological and visual difference, you know, you're up a little higher, you're just, there's that disconnect there. Get down, sit on the floor. People crack me up because I go to people's house and like if there isn't enough seating, I just sit on the floor. And people are always like, why are you sitting on the floor? I'm like, I really don't care. Like, I sit on the floor all day long. I don't care. This is what I do with my kid. Get down on their level and sit on the floor with them. You'll notice how much easier it is to get involved in what your kid's doing if you're actually sitting down there at their level and participate. Don't just watch, get on the floor, follow their lead, participate in what they're doing. You know, I mean, if they're sitting there flipping through books, get a book, flip through a book with them. They're coloring, get down there and color, participate, be a part of it, and be down on their level. Don't be up high. Always try to get down on your kids' level. That is so, it sounds so silly, but it's so powerful. It's so passive aggressive to be up higher, talking down to your kids or looking across the room at them. All right, our last and final way to be present. I know you guys are like, holy cow, this episode is going whoosh really fast. A short one every once in a while won't kill us. Anyways, our last and fifth and final way to be present for this week's episode is to have fun yourself. Guys, we need to have fun with our kids. And I think a really simple thing to do, I picked up a lot of this when I was teaching. When I first started teaching, there was like that weird first few months where you're just kind of awkward with the kids and then you kind of get in your groove. And I see this a lot with first-time parents as well. I notice conversations that kind of go a little like this, okay? So let's say your child is playing with the blocks or something, and you come over and you sit down and go, "Ooh, are you playing with the blocks? That's so cool. Oh, what color is that block? Is that block green? Wow, that's awesome." Conversations like this I have overheard over and over and over. It's basically parents just pointing out facts and adding in a bunch of exclamations like wow or cool, and that is the conversation that happens. I would encourage you, if that is how your conversations are with your kids when you're playing with them, I want you to pause and remember what it was like when you were a kid. I know it's been a while, but humor me. Try to remember what you did when you played in the blocks. Did you sit there and look at the colors and say wow and cool? Or did you try to build a castle? Or was your expertise maybe building a car? Or did you really not ever play in the blocks that much? Maybe your forte was more the artsy area. Find that thing that you loved to do as a kid. And try to remember what it was you did when you were doing that activity. And try to just channel your inner child. Get into it, guys. That love of what you were doing as a kid, that's not gone. I loved color when I was a kid. I absolutely loved it. I still have a box, the big box of like 80 or 64 crayons or whatever. I still have a box of those. Because I love to color. I have tons of coloring books. And so that was always my thing when I was a teacher. I was that teacher that sat at the art table with all the little girls and the couple little boys that would be into art. And we would just draw tons and tons of pictures. And I would have a lot of fun. And I would just sit down. I would start doing my thing. I would start coloring. And the kids would just, they would start coming over. They may not have even been coloring, but they saw me across the room. Oh, what is Miss Megan doing? And they would come over and they would sit with me and we would just start coloring. We would have these really great connections over something that I've loved doing since I was a kid. You guys have that inside you. Everyone played when they were a kid. It's natural. It's what you do when you're a kid. So try to remember what some things were that you liked to do when you were a kid and just play, have fun, let yourself be silly, and your kids are gonna latch onto it and they're gonna love you. They're gonna love this side of you, and you guys are gonna laugh and you're gonna have all these great experiences, and it's gonna be awesome. If you're having fun, they're going to join in. It's this little secret. It's the secret in parenting, and a few people figure it out, and other people, they never figure it out. If you start having fun, your kids are going to stop whatever they're doing, whatever tantrum they're throwing, whatever's going on, they're going to stop and they're going to come and have fun with you because that's what they want. At the end of the day, kids just want to feel loved. They get that message when you spend time with them. When you're laughing, having fun, they feel loved, and that's all they want. They just want to feel that love. So you got to get down with your kids, get down at their level, get down, have fun, be silly, and you're just going to be amazed. You're going to be absolutely amazed at the awesome, wonderful times you guys have together. You totally are. I swear it. All right, guys. This is going to be a short episode this week. I can't believe it. But I think it's good. I think it's good because we're going to start trying to work on maybe shortening some of them down. And I say that now, but next week's episode, we're doing an interview, so it's probably going to be a little longer. But that's perfect. All right. So you guys hang in there. We have a nice little break coming up for you, and we're going to come back. And I've got a 2-minute felt board parenting hack and a super awesome mommy mantra. So stay tuned. Hey guys, it's Megan. I want to tell you about our Patreon page. Patreon is a website where you can go and donate to support special projects like the podcast you're listening to right now. And when you go and support Homebase, you will be helping me do things to grow the podcast, like buy new equipment, open a swag shop on our website, or even bring the show to a city near you. Not only that, but depending on how much you support, you may even be hooked up with some super special exclusive swag of your very own. So head over to patreon.com/homebasepodcast to check it out and show Homebase some lovin'. Hey guys, we're back. All right, parenting hack this week. So I found, and again, if you follow me on social media, you will see the picture. It's over on Instagram. We went to Target over the weekend, and they've got like the dollar section, you know, and it used to be the dollar section. I don't know those of you out there that frequent the dollar section, if you notice that it's like now the dollar, $3, $5 section. There's like different levels now. But there are, I have noticed, some like really nice things that you can pick up over there. Like really neat, nifty things. And I have wanted to make my son like a set of fabric or felt alphabet letters, okay? And I found in the $3 section of the dollar section at Target, I found this awesome bag of the entire alphabet cut out of felt. And it's like sturdy felt too. It's not like the really super flimsy felt that you can kind of just pull apart. This is sturdy felt. And there are different colors, has the whole alphabet, and it's in this nice little canvas bag, drawstring bag. They have the alphabet. They have a number bag that's like numbers 1 through 10, and then it has all the shapes. It may actually be numbers 1 through 20. I'm not sure how many numbers are in there. And then they have another bag that's like numbers 1 through 100, and they're on cards. And on the back of the card, there's something like a tree, a cat, or, you know, something like that. So they're really cool. I really loved the alphabet, and then we got the number bag and the shape bag too, the one that had like 1 through 10 in the shapes. But we were playing with the alphabet this weekend, and I was like, man, we don't have a felt board though, and how great would it be if we had like a big felt board on the wall and he could put the letters on there? He would love that. So I'm like searching around the house. I'm like, I've got like small pieces of felt, but nothing like really big. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to try taking one of those flannel receiving blankets, the ones that we all have about 50 of, because everyone tells you when you're pregnant that you need 1,000 receiving blankets, and apparently none of these people realize that they make sleep sacks now, so actually, no, you don't. You don't need all these receiving blankets. And you take the ones home from the hospital because you're selfish and you take them home. I totally did. I took home like any blanket they brought my son wrapped in, I took home. But so anyway, so I took one of these flannel receiving blankets that we had lying around, and I simply took double-sided tape and I taped that sucker to the wall. and it's tape that comes off really easily, so it's not going to peel off any paint or anything. And I taped it to the wall, and now, voila, we have our own felt board. It works really well. The letters stick to the flannel. It's perfect. He loves it. He's been playing with it for the past couple days and just adores it. And yeah, it looks a little silly, like a blanket taped to your wall. But come on, guys. Get real. The rest of your house is probably crazy looking because you've got toys everywhere because your parents, your house is going to be crazy. I mean, if you wanted to get Uber, you know, if you are really against, like, taping it to the wall, you could get like, an old dry erase board or bulletin board or something and, you know, wrap it around and staple it to the back or something and make your own felt board. But I seriously thought just taping the flannel blanket to the wall was awesome. And it works. It totally works. So, and you could do it in their room, you know, like tape it to the back of their door or something if you don't want to look at it. And then that way they'll be closed in their bedroom and you won't hear anything. So that is our lovely 2 minute, I don't even know if it's 2 minutes, it's like a 2 second do-it-yourself flannel board. All right, our mommy mantra this week comes from David Foster Wallace, and I'm just going to jump right into reading it. I'd like to be the sort of person who can enjoy things at the time, instead of having to go back in my head and enjoy them later. If you're not just like, oh yeah, after hearing that, you guys are crazy. That is how I feel all the time. Like, I look back at pictures and things, even ones I've taken recently, like of my son, and I'm like, man, I remember I'm looking at this picture and I'm like, oh, this was so fun. And I sit there and when I try to like think about it, I see the picture in my head, you know? I can't, like, actually remember the event because I wasn't really there. I want to be more present. I want to be in the time and enjoying the time instead of looking back on the memories and trying to make it up in my head. So, that is our mommy mantra this week. Powerful stuff. And you guys have some work to do. Don't forget, go check out the website. And don't forget, next week's episode, you're going to need to resubscribe. So you've got a couple things to remember. And also, above all, remember to be present with your kids. Unplug, don't chase your thoughts, eat together, sit down at their level, and have fun. There we go, guys. I did an episode in under 40 minutes. I did it in under 33 minutes. This is just craziness. Watch, I'm going to like add in the music later and it'll be over 33 minutes. All right, it's under 35 minutes. How about that? All right, you guys are awesome. I love you so much. And thanks again for listening to an episode of Homebase Podcast. Bye, guys.